Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
So Kristen got into my head early this morning. And now I can't get it out of my head.
Are you still thinking about this?
Still thinking about it. Listeners won't even let me stop thinking about it. I was talking about a break the rules bucket list, right? That's kind of like things that not necessarily are illegal. How do you explain it? Just you're breaking the rules. Things that you would put on a bucket list to make you feel alive by breaking the rules a little bit.
It's an unorthodox bucket list. Because when you think bucket list, you think skydiving. You think like travel destinations. Mm-hmm. Like you want to go to Fiji or something like that. No, this fool over here wants to rob a bank.
He's like, yeah, it's not illegal. Like things that aren't necessarily illegal.
Wants to speed 120 miles per hour down the interstate.
Run from the cops.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Theme here.
Yeah. What are you going to say, Kat?
Murder someone.
That might be on yours. That one's not on mine. But I was telling Kristen, I used as the example this morning to these guys that I had a new one when I went on vacation this week. I saw that escalator that goes from when you get off of the plane train and you go up to baggage. My bucket list, break the rules bucket list item would be to run up the down escalator and see if I can make it. And Kristen's like, you can't make that. You'd never be able to make that.
It's not like your typical escalator you would see at a mall, for instance, right? Like this is about, I think, twice the length of that. Like this is a high, tall, long escalator. And we just came back from the Keys. So I literally just on Friday was on that escalator, got off the plane train, got on there going up. No, I'm going to take a left because that's where all the Delta baggage is. Mm-hmm. And as I'm as you're going up it, you said you wanted to run up the down one. And I'm like, I don't think homie can make that.
I don't see it.
I think I can make that. I really do. I think I can make it.
Like, I know as far as, like, your strength, like, you're a specimen as far as, like, your biceps and your chest and all that stuff. But this is about cardio, baby. And I know you do some cardio, but at the same time, that's a long way.
It doesn't seem that long to me, man.
What?
Now, again, I might be looking at this as a much younger guy. You know, when you get older, you still see yourself as the guy that can do all the stuff from back in the day. I might not be able to, but I would really like a challenge at it.
Like, I know there's no way. There's no way I could, like, hoof it up the down escalator at the airport and make it all the way up there. Yeah, I would never make it.
I agree with you. You could.
Don't project that on me.
But also, you're the same man that had a conversation with your teenager Hollis about how long it would take security to tackle you when you ran out into a soccer field.
Well, to be fair, I'm always the one saying that I would get tackled in 10 seconds. He says he could be out there for like 7 minutes or something.
No,
seven minutes.
Get out of here, man. All right, so she says this morning. Now it's stuck in the back of my head.
You are so competitive.
And I'm going to be at the airport tomorrow, so I thought, Look, maybe I'll talk to the people that I know at the airport and we could somehow, some way do this late at night, which was your idea. Because the challenge wouldn't be while there were people on it. It's just to see if you can do it.
Yeah. Well, but you have to remember, too, Atlanta, it's literally the world's busiest airport. Mm. So you would have to be at a very, very odd hour at the airport in order to be able to do that.
Would you
now that I'm thinking about it, they're both going up.
Yeah, from the plane train. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it doesn't go down. Yeah, there is no down.
They're both going up.
That's why I was confused. I was like, escalator are we talking about?
Yeah, there is no down.
That's why I thought you were talking about running up it.
There's got to be another one.
There has to be.
Right? Okay, if there's not.
Can they reverse it just for us?
I mean, if it's going to be that late, right? All we need is one.
That's it.
Yeah, because all of them, literally, they're all going up.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Maybe they could reverse it for us.
just a couple minutes.
I'm not pushing my luck. I've been jockeying for that picture for 3 years. I finally got that. I'm not messing with it now.
I was about to say, I'm like, we literally just got your photo in the airport. Let's not push our luck here.
The press conference for that thing is tomorrow, by the way. It's going up, I think, tomorrow.
Oh,
awesome. Anyway.
Your face is going to be on the board as of tomorrow?
As of tomorrow, I think. I think it goes up. The press conference is tomorrow that I'm attending. So okay. I'm assuming right after that, they put the people up on the boards that have been selected.
And I know because they're doing the press conference, because there's other people who are being bestowed this honor at the Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, which you've already told everybody, even though you weren't supposed to. So we won't do that again, because that's going to be for tomorrow for the airport press conference.
I can tell you guys all of it on Wednesday.
Yeah, but I'm wondering, okay, so do they have everybody in the same rotation, or will we see other people more often and you'll be just like, bloop, every now and then?
That's a good friend right there. It's cool that you're up there for 5 seconds every month.
So it's not only on that one at the escalator, but it's also on the like sub billboards around mm-hmm. all the terminals also. So they didn't commit to the big one. They haven't said. I just assumed that, but maybe it's going to be the one next to the Sbarro. I don't know. But I'll know more tomorrow.
Okay.
Anyway, here's where I was going with this. If the airport's like, okay, hey, that sounds fun, but, you know, we got security concerns. Yeah. We can't reverse the escalator for you, Bert. Then here might be an option. I just got this on Instagram. P1 here. If you want an escalator challenge, you need to go to the Peachtree Center MARTA station, the southeast corner. It is literally one of the longest escalators in town. They've actually used it to fill some of the movies here, and it's not nearly as busy as the airport at the escalator airport.
I thought the tallest escalator in the world was at the CNN Center.
Now, used to be
the CNN Center.
I don't know that.
Because that's a tall-ass escalator as well.
The one at the CNN Center.
In the CNN Center. Like, when you walked in, and there's that food court down there, and there is this, like, massive escalator.
I'm not committing to the largest escalator in the world to run up it, but I can do that one at the airport.
I think it'll be close. It'll be a race
to finish. Hong Kong has the world's largest escalator.
That's
tallest.
Where we going?
Yeah.
Okay. when we take off.
All right. So when I'm at the airport tomorrow, I'll ask them if they can do it. If not.
No, you are not.
Yeah, yeah.
Why not?
Sure I will. I'm an ambassador, man.
It's the time to ask.
Yeah. I was asked to be an ambassador. That's like a key to the airport. I can get on any flight without a ticket. That's what I'm assuming comes with
this. This is the time.
The Bert Show.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.